832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome to Geline Field in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Sam Averly back in the WOGO studios in Halley. This is McDonald Lady Macs softball. First look at Coach Rick Byers' Lady Macs in this 2024 campaign. Your starting lineups now, beginning with the home team, the Regis Ramblers. Abby Hawker, the sophomore, bats leadoff. She's the second baseman. Wears number 6, number 13, Bella Borton, the sophomore, catcher, bats second. Batting third, Ava Skrzynski, the junior pitcher, number 5. Malia Cassing, the junior first baseman, number 20, bats in the 4 slot. Batting 5th, Corinna Locken, the senior left fielder, number 17. Batting 6th, Emily Henriksen, junior shortstop, number 11. Number 15, right fielder Maddie Payne, the freshman, bats 7th. Batting 8th, Izzy Rickert, the sophomore, third baseman, number 4. And number 1, the center fielder, Ashley Dykes, the junior in the 9 spot for Regis. For your McDonald Lady Macs and Coach Rick Byers, Kendall Heffler bats leadoff. I heard her campaigning for that during the basketball season. A junior batting 273, a left fielder, number 3. Riley Christensen-Richardson, the freshman center fielder, batting 385, number 7, bats in the 2 slot. Morgan Wirtz batting 400, the senior catcher, number 33. Batting cleanup, Aubrey Dorn hitting 400, the senior first baseman, number 24. In the 5 slot, the pitcher, Katie Ruff, batting 333. She's a senior, wears number 20. Kelsey Bremnes, another freshman, 1-3 in this starting lineup. The shortstop, number 10, batting 333. Claire Ruff bats 7th, batting 500, has hit a homer as well. The freshman right fielder, number 12. Kiara Leinenkugel, a junior, the DP today, batting in the 8 slot, number 5. And Abby Brazina batting 440. She's in the 9 slot, number 6. The second baseman, Abby, is another senior in this lineup for head coach Rick Byers. And that brings us to the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chris Malico, what's a key or two here for the Lady Macs as they try to stay unbeaten here early on in the season?
Well, I think getting in and swinging the bats and getting base runs and base hits, lining up the base with those ducks, and you know, with the lineup the way that it is, you know, each of these can get a base hit, and Aubrey's just a power hitter too. Morgan, power hitter to bring them around. So, I mean, I think if they all go in there and do their job and concentrate on the ball and just don't sit there standing and swing at the ball, we'll be doing good.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us from McDonald Lady Mac Softball. Again, spread the word. First time in quite a while we've been able to do this for the regular season for Chi High and McDonald Baseball and Softball, and honored to be able to do so. And again, every advertiser you hear during these broadcasts, we appreciate them so much, their investment to make this possible this season. Again, batting leadoff for McDonald, Kendall Heffler, the junior, hitting 273. Eau Claire Regis, the jet black tops and bottoms with the Kelly Green numerals. Regis and text across the front. White piping. It's Ava Skrzynski, the junior pitcher. Kendall shows bunt. Strike call. And McDonald.
Well, and she started out trying to hit left-handed, and so
now she's going to switch to the right.
Switch to the right.
McDonald, the jet black pants, the royal blue socks, royal blue uniforms with Max and white across the chest, gold piping. Kendall Hoeffler will knock one back to the shortstop, throw across the diamond, and not in time. Kendall beat it out. That's an infield hit.
You know, Kendall's one of the faster runners on the team, and that's why he has Rick has her leading off there. She can get around those bases, so she did a great job beating that throw to first.
Looked like a fairly routine play from Henriksen to Kassing, but again, Hoeffler just speed to burn, and that brings up Riley Christensen-Richardson, the freshman center fielder. McDonald has a base runner aboard. Kendall Hoeffler looking to steal. Pass ball by the catcher. And Kendall going from second to third. Now she's going to backtrack and head back to second base. It's a quick snap throw there from Bella Borton, the sophomore catcher.
That was a great job with the catcher, getting the ball right away and throwing it to third.
And Christensen-Richardson batting .385 in the first four games of this season.
Like you said, another one of our freshman starters.
Skrzynski, the junior, in the circle. Delivers. Kendall, again, looking to get a head start over there, too, as she wants to get around the bases very quickly here.
Yep, she's getting a great jump off that second base. That's what she needs to do.
1-1 the count. Skrzynski, the pitch, knocked right back to
nice
Skrzynski.
He
bobbles it. The throw to first is in time, but Kendall Hoeffler is going to advance to third.
Bringing Kendall around, that's what, you know, a good thing, getting that place for that runner to come in.
So 1-3 on the putout. First out of the inning for McDonald.
Here we go, threes.
With Aubrey Dorn on deck, Morgan Wirt stands in, the senior right-handed batter, number 33, the catcher, again hitting .400 on the season. The runner at third and one away. The pitch.
Nice
driven
hit up
right
the
past
there,
the shortstop. That's going to score Kendall Hoeffler and McDonald up 1-0. A knock on an RBI base hit for Morgan Wirtz.
Just a solid hit right up the middle.
So just one away, and that brings up Aubrey Dorn, the senior. Again, a couple seniors in the three and four slots for Coach Rick Beyer.
Yep, Chloe Flanagan's going in to run for Morgan.
So Flanagan, the courtesy runner.
Yep.
Aubrey will stand in, the senior. A little bit of a chilly afternoon here in Eau Claire. Aubrey drives one right between second and third, and that's another base hit for McDonald.
Exactly what I was talking about, just needing those solid hits, doing a great job.
First pitch swing.
Yeah. Oh, the sun needs to come out from underneath those clouds. That's
that would
for
be
sure.
Nice. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. One out, one in, two on for McDonald. As Katie Ruff, the pitcher, comes in. Again, a first pitch swing, and she'll drive that right into the gap between second and third. Coming around third to score is Flanagan.
Yep. Nice base running by Chloe.
So Flanagan makes it 2-0 McDonald. Again, the courtesy runner for Morgan Wirtz. As Katie Ruff, an RBI single. That puts Aubrey Dorn at second.
Kelsey up to bat, one of our other freshmen.
The freshman shortstop. And Kelsey will take pitch one. That one coming in a little bit high. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Skrzynski, the junior, Hurley, comes in low, and Aubrey Dorn galloping toward third, and they'll take second and third as Dorn with a steal, and
smart
Katie Ruff
running,
moves to second.
Katie Ruff has a courtesy runner out there.
You are correct. Trying to get the number, actually.
I believe it's number 13.
I will find out who that is shortly. We can check the roster. Ken Bremnes batting from the right side of the plate with runners at second and third. That time takes ball three. So 3-0 the count here with two on and two in. Runners at second and third.
Smart holding back on that bat on that one. She wanted to swing, but she made the right call.
The 3-0 pitch. Yep. And that time, Skrzynski caught the edge for the first strike of this at-bat.
Just need to be patient up there in that box.
Wolf is out there.
There you go.
Second. There we go. Thank you, Game Changer app. Strike two called. How about Skrzynski battling her way back into a full count here? Again, runners at second and third, one out for McDonald. They lead 2-0 here in the top of the first.
Yep, Olivia Wolf.
So Wolf at second, Dorn at third. Skrzynski comes home. 3-2 pitch, struck her out swinging. Remnus goes down on strikes. That brings up Claire Ruff, another freshman. Again, two seniors. Actually, excuse me, three seniors, then two freshmen, the way this batting lineup goes. Claire in the seventh slot, the right fielder, number 12, batting 500. She's hit a homer. Now two out, two on at second and third. First
nice.
Pitch is driven. That's going to hit grass in center field and will drive in two.
Both of them around. Yep, Olivia's in two.
Big
nice.
Turnaround first, and Claire Ruff is going to hold at first with a two RBI single. 4-0 McDonald. Kira Leinenkugel, the junior, the DP, number five, batting in the eighth slot as McDonald getting dangerously close to batting around here in the opening half of the inning. 4-0 the Lady Max. Skrzynski the pitch. No, and Claire Ruff is just going to jog into second. We have a little bit of a
yeah, they're questioning if the lineup, if they have it wrong, but Kiara is supposed to be up.
According to the lineup they gave me, Kiara's supposed to be there.
Yep. And Kiara coming in, she even last year she did a great job, you know, coming in as designated hitter and everything, so she's real solid behind that plate.
Claire Ruff at second. Two out, Carolina Kugel. Big swing and a miss here. Again, a good cut there from the junior. One ball and one strike. Two out. One on, four in for McDonald here in the top of the first. They're 4-0 facing 1-3 Eau Claire Regis. Lady Max trying to stay unbeaten. Leinenkugel takes one in the dirt. That's going to send Claire Ruff to third. So Ruff has stolen second and third.
You know, another one of those keys is that smart base running, you know, being aware of where the ball's at and everything and moving when you can.
So Leinenkugel. Two balls, one strike. The runner in scoring position at third base, Claire Ruff. Skrzynski whirls and deals. That one's high. Good eye there from Caroline and Kugel. Working into a hitter's count here, 3-1. The bats have been alive here for McDonald in this first half of the first inning.
Solid hitting, that's for sure.
The 3-1 pitch. Fouled back.
Quality nice swing on that one.
It was indeed. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Full count, two out, runner at third. Leinenkugel, 3-2 pitch, fouls that one along the third baseline. 4-0 McDonald.
She just needs to be a little bit more patient there. She's doing good, swinging hard.
And the eighth batter for McDonald, Ava Skrzynski, the junior, trying to fight her way through this first inning for Eau Claire Regis and first-year head coach Nolan Fadness. We'll do it again, the 3-2. Leinenkugel takes one low, passed ball, and that's going to allow another run to score as Ruff comes jogging home.
Abby Brezina's up next, our ninth batter. Almost made it all the way around the lineup.
So the first walk, actually, of the game. And Brezina, a 444 hitter, the second baseman batting from the right with a score 5-0 McDonald, one on, two out. Krasinski comes home. Throw to second, not in time, is a little bit of a stumble there from Hawker covering the bag. Or maybe it was Henriksen, excuse me. So that will move Leinenkugel to second on the steal as McDonald's been aggressive on the base paths here. Two out, five in. Abby Brezina, the ninth hitter here in this first inning. Brezina takes a strike on the outside edge.
Definitely on the outside there.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. That's Wynn Family Dentistry. 0-2 the count. Brezina fights one off foul along the third baseline. And Abby, one of four seniors. This starting lineup for head coach Rick Beyer. McDonald leading 5-0. We're still in the first half of the first inning. D-line field.
Kiara's out on second, waiting.
Skrzynski, the junior. The pitch fouled right back. And it kind of spins right in front of us. Could almost reach out and grab it if there weren't a fence here.
I'm glad there is. I'm glad the fence is there.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on WOGO. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our producer, WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Lady Mac softball popped up foul into the McDonald dugout. And Abby Brezina doing a nice job fighting through this at bat.
She's hanging in there tough.
Skrzynski has one strikeout. Here in the first inning. Two are away for McDonald. Five runs in so far on the top of the first. Skrzynski deals. High and outside.
Kiara got a real good jump there on second. Walked back.
One ball, two strikes. With two out and a runner at second, Leinenkugel, for Abby Brezina, the senior. The pitch, swing and a miss. Going down on strikes, Abby Brezina, and so that is the third out, but the ninth batter for McDonald. And after half an inning here in Eau Claire, your score, the McDonald Lady Macs 5, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers nothing. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Macs softball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. We'll see the Lady Macs in the field for the first time with a 5-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the first inning here in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you, and in the circle, number 20, the senior Katie Ruff. And Katie has pitched 20 innings. She's 4-0, allowed 8 hits, just 1 run, 2 walks. She has faced 72 batters, 35 strikeouts.
Just impressive. Katie just has a way of honing in and
first pitch strike against Abby Hawker, the sophomore.
Yep, Regis has a young team. You know, as Coach Fadden has said, it's a building and building year and getting out there and just working hard and working on their skills.
And the count 0-1. Strike 2.
There you go, Katie.
And the other end of that battery is Morgan Wirtz, the senior. 0-2 the count. Leadoff batter is Hawker, batting from the right, the second baseman. Ruff, the 0-2.
There
swing and
go.
A miss. Down on strikes, the first strikeout victim of the afternoon for Katie Ruff and her 36th strikeout of the season. Bella Borton comes up, another sophomore, the catcher, number 13, also batting from the right. K Katie Ruff turning that bright yellow softball over in her right hand. Whirls and deals. Big swing and a miss from Borton.
She's just able to find that zone, you know, and get in there. Her and Morgan work so well together, and just being able to communicate and find where it is that they need to put the ball.
Whirling and dealing in for another strike. Finding the outside edge that time, Katie Ruff. She has thrown five pitches, all strikes. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 again on Bella Borton. None on, one out here in the bottom of the first for the Lady Max. Ruff deal, swing and a miss.
Number two.
Two Ks in a row for Katie Ruff. Her 37th strikeout of the season. And there's that sun. For a minute at least. Ava Skorzynski, the pitcher, comes up. The junior, number five, batting for the right. Six pitches, all strikes from Katie Ruff. There's some
going
good contact
there.
From Skorzynski, and that one's going to drop in for a hit. Nicely done by Skorzynski as it falls in front of Claire Ruff. Just the ninth hit allowed of the season for Katie Ruff, and Skorzynski is aboard, the junior. And she just swung aggressively there at the first pitch. Did a nice job.
And I think that's what they have to do at this point, you know, get in there and just swing at the ball.
Brings up Malia Cassing, the junior, first baseman, number 20. Got a big strike zone. A lot of height there from Cassing. I remember her from basketball. I believe she's about 6 foot. First pitch strike from Katie Ruff.
Morgan walks the player at first base back, and she's real good at just keeping them in check.
Ken Skorzynski at first. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. McDonald leading 5-0 if you're just joining us. Katie Ruff deals. A little bit low. A snap throw back to first. Aubrey Dorn covers the bag there. As again, Morgan Wirtz wants to make sure it is not traveling time for Skorzynski.
Yep, she wants to just keep her in check there. Keep her right where she belongs on first base.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Ruff the pitch. That one misses a bit low.
You know, and with her Malia being in there, and like you said, 6 foot, sometimes it's a little hard to find that zone to bring it up a little bit when they're used to pitching it the lower strike zone.
Two balls, one strike. Runner aboard, two outs. Big swing
nice
and a miss. Foul
up.
Tip there. Two and two the count. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one aboard. Ruff whirls and deals. It's fouled up over our heads and lands back near a picnic table.
Almost thought that was coming at us.
I kind of wondered. I talked to Coach Fatness before the game, and he told me where he thought I could safely park the logoed up station vehicle. Thankfully, it was not back there.
Yep.
I appreciate the good advice, Coach. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. A little bit wide on the pitch, and that's going to allow Skorzynski to take second. Count has worked full. And two strikeouts to start the inning for Katie Ruff before allowing a single. Now Skorzynski moves to second with Malia Cassing, and the count full, 3-2. For Cassing, the junior first baseman. Ruff deals, popped up, foul territory into the McDonald dugout, and we will do it again shortly. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Count is full. Runner at second, two outs. Whirling and dealing, tipped straight back. Malia Cassing just kind of got the tip of the bat on that.
Yep, Katie came in with the changeup on that one.
Morgan Wirtz, you can kind of tell Morgan's arm strength just by the way she throws it back to Katie, just kind of a casual snap, and you can just hear the glove pop.
Yep. That's one thing with Morgan behind the plate there. She's just, again, solid and able to get that back, and ball four.
So Katie misses low. That's just the third walk she's allowed in the fifth game of the season now, and Cassing is aboard.
Yep, and you can see that frustration on her face. She knows.
Corinna Lockin, senior left fielder, bats from the right, number 17 at the plate now. McDonald leading 5-0, bottom of the first. Big swing and a miss from Lockin. It's Katie Ruff getting settled back in here. Head 0-1 in the count. Runner at first and second. Two outs. Ruff delivers, a little bit high. Oh, that went through the strike zone.
Well, she swung at that one, so 0-2.
0-2. A little rise on that pitch from Katie against Colonel Locken, the senior. One strike away from end of the inning. Katie Ruff. Ruff, the 0-2 pitch. That one low and in the dirt.
Morgan stopped that. Nice wall. Didn't want to get them advance on the bases, so Morgan was a real solid back there. Stopped that ball from getting loose.
1-2. Runners at first and second. Two out. Katie Ruff delivers. Swing
there
and a miss.
Go.
K stands for Katie. Three strikeouts in the first inning, and McDonald leads 5-0 after one complete. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports. A little deja vu as Kendall Heffler back up to bat as McDonald batted around in that first inning, and they lead 5-0 after one complete here in Eau Claire.
And again, solid base hitting and base running. So those are the keys that are going to keep them going here.
So Kendall, 1-for-1, a steal and a run scored. She had a single, leadoff single, and that was just the speed of Heffler is. We saw her beat out what looked to be a routine play from short to first.
Yeah, she's just got that solid run and speed, and when she puts her head down and goes, the likelihood is she's going to beat that throw. Even in practices, she's always the first one hitting the lines and everything like that. So.
And we saw that in basketball as Kendall again. Just a phenomenal rebounder, a great athlete, but she just has that mentality, whatever it takes to win.
She sure does. She wants to get in there and do what she can do.
So Heffler batting from the right. Again, we saw her bat briefly from the left to start the game, then switch to the right, and that's where she got that opening single. Skrzynski, the junior, deals. Kendall shows bunt. Dribbles it back behind the plates. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. 0-1 the count. Krasinski deals.
Nice.
Kendall
solid
slaps
hit.
It right past short. That's another single for Kendall Heffler. Nicely done by Kendall. She's 2-for-2.
Yep, rounding real good on first there. Was kind of playing around with them, but sent her back to first.
Again, she's not going to be at first long.
No.
The way she runs the bases. Riley Christensen-Richardson, a ground out back to Skrzynski, the pitcher, for the freshman in the first inning. She's a 385 hitter. Bats from the right. Kendall Heffler on the run, and Kendall really doesn't even need to slide. The throw comes a little bit late.
And she definitely went a little bit late on that slide, so she was shaking off her hands there.
She sort of stumbled into it a little bit, but she really didn't even need to.
No.
So Kendall, her second steal of the game. Here in the top of the second. High pitch, and Heffler looking like she wants to go to third. That brings Bella Borton, the sophomore, up out of her stance, and she will, for the moment, hold Heffler at second. Riley Christensen Richardson will step back in. The pitch. Heffler on the run again. Strike called, and Heffler's going to take third.
And with Riley showing the bunt on that, that causes a little bit of confusion for the third baseman and the shortstop, so Kendall's able to steal the base.
And now I'm trying to remember if Kendall stole second and third in the first inning as well. It's at least her third steal. 5-0 McDonald. The pitch taken for a ball outside. None out. Runner at third. That's Kendall Heffler. Here in the top of the second inning with McDonald leading 5-0. Skrzynski, the junior, rocks back, comes home with the pitch. That one is low, and it gets past the catcher. And coming in to score for the second time today, Kendall Heffler. 6-0 McDonald.
And Riley's just being patient up there, waiting for her pitch.
Riley Christensen Richardson, again one of three freshmen in the starting lineup for Coach Rick Beyer. Skrzynski, wheels and deals, ball four. That one's low and in the dirt, and Riley Christensen Richardson is aboard. The base on balls, free ride to first brings up Morgan Wirtz, who had an RBI single in the first inning. Then Chloe Flanagan came in to run for her and scored.
Yep, Morgan's so patient in that box and just waiting for her pitch.
Watch, she'll swing at the first one here. Show and bunt, then pulls it back. Runner to second, and Riley Christensen Richardson with this steal. As again, the throw on target from Borton, just a bit high. So Wirtz will stand back in. 0-1 the count.
Yeah, they always seem to prove me wrong when I say they're patient in there, and then they swing at the first pitch.
Morgan, the right-handed batter. The 0-1. Wirtz takes a strike. That one a little bit outside there, caught the edge. 0-2 the count. None out. Runner at second, one in so far here in the top of the second for McDonald, leading 6-0. Skrzynski rocks and pitches. That one a high riser. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Riley Christensen Richardson clapping her hands there at second, getting ready to roll.
Go find the middle.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The 1-2
nice,
pitch and
Morgan.
Slapped right past the second baseman, and that's going to score Riley Christensen Richardson. Another RBI for Morgan Wirtz. She led the team in that category, I do believe, last year, and she has two knocks already and two runs batted in today as Riley comes in to score. 7-0 McDonald.
Chloe Flanagan's in for running. You know, with Morgan, too, she's able to hit all around the field. It, you know, her first hit was by shortstop, and then this one was just past the second baseman, so she's able to put the ball in different spots on the field.
Well, a time called on the field, so it gives us time to let you know that you don't need to get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO. And while we had the timeout, Chris talking a little smack to Kendall
about her slide. I was just like, girl, you got to hit that slide sooner. And she's shaking her head at me.
Former coaches can do that. Aubrey Dorn back to the plate. She had a single, a steal, and a run scored in the first inning.
Chloe Flanagan's on first.
Aubrey showing bunt, pulls it back. Flanagan runs to second, throw in time, but the
and
speed
there,
of Flanagan.
But it's just a little high, that throw.
Beats it out.
Yep, and Chloe again is another very fast runner. Her and Kendall kind of have competitions who can beat each other on that one, so they both are pretty fast.
So Flanagan takes second on the steal again. None out, two in, one on. Aubrey Dorn, the right-handed batter, takes one low and in the dirt, and that's going to send Flanagan to third. And McDonald in prime position to continue blowing this one open here just in the top of the second inning. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Aubrey's just real patient in there and waiting for her pitch.
2-0 pitch, takes one low, and Chloe Flanagan passed ball there. Thought for a second she kind of hesitated about taking home. Otherwise, might have had an opportunity to come in for a run, scored there.
Yeah, and she's smiling at Aubrey there, thinking like she should, knowing she should have come on in.
A 3-0 count here for Aubrey Dorn. The runner at third and none out. Skrzynski, the junior, facing Dorn, the senior. Whirls and pitches and finds the strike zone there, 3-1. Flanagan at third.
Just a good take on Aubrey. Just waiting for her pitch.
The 3-1. Low, and Aubrey Dorn, take your base. Working a walk there. Very patient at bat from the senior. That'll bring up Katie Ruff. Katie had a single, an RBI single, before Olivia Wolf came in her stead as a courtesy runner, and Wolf scored a run. Ruff the pitcher, who had three strikeouts in that bottom of the first. Ruff lets one go by, low. Runners at the corners, Dorn at first, Chloe Flanagan at third. Still no one out here in the bottom of the second. Two runs in, McDonald leads 7-0 here at Eau Claire.
Katie's just being patient and waiting for her pitch.
Skrzynski fires one in for a strike. Aubrey Dorn jogs to second.
Yep, Katie took that strike, and Aubrey was able to get to second. So Chloe was playing with for a little bit there, trying to figure out if she was coming in or not. So
Ruff stands back in from the right side of the plate. Her team leading 7-0. Runners in scoring position. And Ruff is going to send one foul deep along the third base line and out of play here at D-Line Field.
Just need to straighten that out a little bit.
On deck, Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman. Ruff stands back in. Runners at second and third. Dorn and Flanagan.
Nice,
and Ruff,
solid,
a solid line drive over
nice.
The left fielder's head. That's over Locken's head and is going to send in two. A two RBI double.
Beautiful
for Katie
hit.
Ruff, and she's heading toward third, and Ruff is going to have a stand-up triple.
Beautiful hit by Katie.
Goodness gracious, she got some pop on that bat.
Just solid off the bat.
9-0 McDonald.
Olivia's going to run for Katie in there.
And not too often that you say stand-up triple.
No.
But Katie Ruff, I mean,
and she
I wouldn't quite say jogged, but sort of.
Yeah, I was.
Sort of.
Yep, she kind of did.
She knew how hard she hit that one.
Yep.
So Ruff is going to come in, or excuse me, Wolf, as you mentioned, is going to come in at third. Chloe Flanagan and Aubrey Dorn scored.
Nice.
Right past third base, and that is going to send Wolf in to score as Kelsey Bremnes gets an RBI knock.
Nice, solid hit just past shortstop there.
Swinging at the first pitch.
You know, this freshman class coming in have definitely a solid level of talent. Base running, base fielding, and batting and everything.
And Claire Ruff, speaking of freshman, comes in. She will take one low and in the dirt. As Kelsey Bremnes, looking like she wants to travel. A throw gets away from first, but
and she thought Bremnes
going to stay there.
She thought about it, but...
And McDonald has plated five so far in this inning, matching their tally in the top of the first. But there's no one out yet.
Nope, and they just need to be patient and Claire in there.
Claire
nice.
Ruff swats a line drive. That's going to be picked up in center field by Ashley Dykes. It's almost surprising now when McDonald doesn't hit grass.
Yeah, definitely. And that one, too, you kind of do the lean to see if it's going to get caught or not. But That was a nice solid hut. Solid hit by Claire.
First out of the inning.
Kiara Leidenkugel in.
She reached on a walk. Runner's still at first.
Oh, that wind's starting to pick up.
Strike on the outside edge. Leidenkugel.
And Kelsey's
the
being,
DP, the junior.
Yep, and Kelsey's being real patient at first. Kind of playing with the catcher a little bit.
10-0 McDonald. We are in the top of the second here at Eau Claire Regis. Leidenkugel, the right-handed batter, swats at one and dribbled it back behind the plate. 0-2 behind the count here, but Leidenkugel, a very patient hitter. She knows what to look for. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, you know who to call the glass leaders, White City Glass. One out, one on for McDonald here in the top of the second. Low and in the dirt for Kira Leidenkugel. Makes it 1-2. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Anna Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry. The 1-2 pitch,
nice.
And Leidenkugel, solid contact, and that finds grass in shallow left field. Leidenkugel stretching for a double, and she will get in safely standing up. Kira Leidenkugel moves the base runners around.
Kelsey stuttered a little bit there at second base and ended up in third, so because Kiara was right behind her, so she wasn't going to be stopping.
So Kelsey Bremnes now at third. Five runs in so far for McDonald. One out. That brings up Abby Brezina. McDonald batting around again here. Brezina, the second baseman, she struck out in the first inning. The senior bats from the right. Bats from behind home plate. Kind of topped that one. A lot of action on the base paths for McDonald here in the first two innings.
Yeah, Abby just needs to be a little bit patient there in the box. And
runners at second and third.
Nice.
Abby Brezina, line drive to center field. That's going to drop in for
and
a hit.
That's going to bring Kiara
in two.
You bet.
Stand up,
nice.
Double. A two RBI double for Abby Brezina.
Beautiful, solid hit.
And McDonald just breaking this one wide open. So a run scored for Kelsey Bremnes and Kiara Leidenkugel. A seven in for McDonald here in this inning. They lead 12-0 and a pass. Well, that's not a pass ball, excuse me. That's a wild pitch.
That was a wild pitch.
Kiara Leidenkugel. If Bella Borton could have heard me, she would have said, "What in the world are you talking about? That was 4 feet above my head." I misspoke, Bella. My apologies.
Yep, Kendall.
And again.
And they're just waiting for her pitch.
So Kendall Heffler back out there.
Back at the top of the order.
12-0 McDonald. We're in the top of the second. Kendall Heffler line drive over the head of Brezina at third.
She was a little frustrated on that one. Just a nice little curve on that. Went foul a little bit too soon.
Abby Brezina had to duck a little bit. It was a couple feet over her head, but that one had some heat behind it.
It did.
And back to the top of the order here, Kendall Heffler is 2-for-2 with two runs scored and three steals, two singles. Skorzynski rocks back the pitch. Kendall
nice.
Heffler knocks it over the head of the shortstop. 3-for-3, Kendall Heffler, and that's
going to
drive
She's
in a run.
She's going to two.
And Kendall Heffler, stand up double.
She wasn't going to settle for a single. She needed that double.
So Kendall Heffler, 3-for-3, now adds an RBI. Kind of nice when you're a leadoff hitter getting an RBI. That means they're doing a good job behind you. So Brezina in to score. Makes it 13-0 McDonald. Foul tip right in front of the plate. Trying to outrun it, not in time, as Heffler advances to third as Riley Christensen-Richardson. So 2-3 on the putout, as I think the umpires are going to confer and just make sure that was a fair ball. And I think they're going to say
no. No, she's going to come back. It was
a
foul.
Yeah, it was a foul.
Yep.
So that'll send Heffler back to second base. And just one out here. Eight runs in for McDonald here in the top of the second. Skrzynski, the junior, with the pitch. That one low. Makes a little hop to Bella Borton. The sun has returned here at Geline Field in Eau Claire. In historic Carson Park. Beautiful setting with the trees out beyond the outfield fence.
Riley's waiting for her pitch.
It's one ball, one strike. Skrzynski sends one in, a strike.
That was a little high and out.
One and two, the count with Kendall Heffler looking to get rolling from second. Riley Christensen Richardson, the freshman, trying to bring her around.
Yep, Kendall just.
The pitch, Richardson, right to short, gloved there. The throw to
nice
first
play.
In time. Heffler will hold at third.
Yep.
6-3 on the putout, second out of the inning.
Riley advances her around, so she's getting her in the position to score. Here, Morgan.
And Morgan Wirtz, who is 2-for-2 with two runs batted in, two singles. Will come in trying to plate the ninth run of the inning for McDonald.
Wirtz nice.
Drives one right past the shortstop. Her third RBI, and it is 14-0 McDonald.
The field ump had to do a little quick move there to get out of the way.
So Heffler around to score her second run scored of this inning. And that brings up Aubrey Dorn.
You got Chloe Flanagan at first for Morgan, and so her solid base running.
So Chloe back out there, two outs. 13-0 McDonald, top of the second. Aubrey Dorn takes a pitch high. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. The
nice
pitch, another line
Aubrey.
Drive for Aubrey
nice
Dorn
hit.
That's bobbled a bit by Locke in the left
Ooh,
fielder.
Chloe,
now stretching toward
there.
Third, Chloe Flanagan at third. And Aubrey Dorn into second with a double.
Katie Ruff coming up. Chloe was a little close on that one coming in the third, but she's safe and they're just wanting to run the bases.
Katie Ruff, the senior, a stand-up triple earlier this inning. Knocks it foul along the third baseline. Again, two outs.
A little low on that one.
It is 14-0 McDonald.
Yeah, Katie's so solid, you know, behind there. She's patient. That one she hit the first pitch, but I think she's just so patient waiting for what she wants.
Ruff, the senior, stands back in from the right side. Dorn at second. Ruff takes one low and in the dirt. And we are still in the top of the second inning. And Katie Ruff
pass
is
ball
the 14th
on that one
batter.
With the catcher, Chloe decided not to come in on that one. Little smile there.
So Dorn at second. Flanagan at third. And the pitch.
Nice.
Ruff, a grounder to third, and that's bobbled. They're going to send in one, and Dorn, yep, a big turnaround. Third, and she will score again.
Yep, Katie's on second.
Katie Ruff, another double, a two RBI double for Katie Ruff.
Yep, Olivia Wolf's going in to run, giving her a break before she's got out, go out to the mound.
Chloe Flanagan, another run scored. Aubrey Dorn, another run scored. First pitch swing for Kelsey Bremnes, who had a single and a run scored, an RBI single earlier this inning. Usually I have an inning break to kind of get caught up on some of the stats in between, but
yeah, we're not getting that break this time.
11 runs in here in the top of the second. Again, this is a young Regis team that McDonald's, yep, facing, and the Max showing their medal,
nice,
here is slapped between second
solid
and
hit.
Third. As you mentioned, a solid hit there for Kelsey Bremnes and her second single this inning.
Now batting Claire Ruff.
So Olivia Wolf will move to third. Claire Ruff, who actually made the first out of this inning, a solid shot, a line out to the center fielder. See if she can still get a hit here in the second.
It'd be good to bring the ducks around nice.
Rough.
Oh, a little blooper
little
there
pop,
going.
Yep, and that's going to hit grass just beyond the infield. And an RBI single for Claire Ruff.
Yeah, a little blooper right there just beyond first base.
And so that will bring Olivia Wolf in to score.
Carolina Kugel's up.
Kira, last time up. A double and a run scored. Takes a first pitch ball. McDonald has scored 12.
Yeah, Kelsey was
in this inning.
Wasn't going right back to second base real quick there. She kind of was waiting for the catcher to come play a little round with her there.
Bremnes at second. Missing on that pitch is Skorzynski. It is 17-0 McDonald here. We are in the top of the second. Elan Field, Carson Park, Eau Claire Regis. The home team, McDonald looking for their fifth victory of the season. Flying to Kugel,
nice
another
hit,
solid shot. Right pass, short, bobbled a little bit in left field, and now the bases are loaded up for Coach Rick Byers, Lady Mags.
Well, and I think the girls are doing a really good job finding those holes and hitting them right where they need to be.
So that will bring up Abby Brezina as McDonald close to batting around for the second time this inning. Brezina will be shrugged off the plate a little bit. One low and inside for Skorzynski. Runners at first, second, third, all loaded up here for the Lady Mags.
Little base hit should bring in two of them, so that would.
Brezina, the
nice
senior.
Brezina.
And she'll slap it foul along the third baseline. Last time up for Abby Brezina, a two RBI double. She later scored a run. 17-0 McDonald, just one out. Excuse me, two outs in the inning now.
Lyndon Kogel's at second. Excuse me.
High pitch, and that's a pass ball, and not going to send anyone in, actually.
Well, I think Coach Rick is being, you know.
Good sport here.
Good sport.
So two outs, bases loaded. As Abby Brezina, who struck out the first, and then that two RBI double earlier this inning, take one low and in the dirt. 17-0 McDonald, top of the second.
Catcher for Regis is actually doing a really good job, though, being a wall and not letting a lot pass. So she's being real solid back there.
Brezina stands back in. Takes one outside for a strike. Abby Brezina again has Kelsey Bremnes at third, Claire Ruff at second, Caroline and Kugel at first.
Yeah, full count for Abby here.
Count is full. Skorzynski trying to get out of this inning. Rocks back and throws. There swing and a miss. And Brezina goes down on strikes.
That was three.
And that was the third out. And we are headed toward the bottom of the second with your score, McDonald 17, Eau Claire Regis nothing. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming the podcast at wogo.com. McDonald Lady Mac softball. 1.5 innings in. It is 17-0. The Lady Macs here on the road against Eau Claire Regis. And it's been a long time since Katie Ruff has been out there to pitch. She struck out three in the first inning, allowed a couple base runners.
Yeah,
looks like we'll have a lineup change here for Eau Claire Regis.
Well, and with it getting a little bit cooler out there, you know, Katie was keeping her arm all warm so that when she did get out there, didn't have to worry about it. But
she got a couple hits in that inning. That's one way to keep it warm.
It definitely is.
Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals, and they give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. And a reminder, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. Bottom of the second here. Eline Field, Carson Park. Katie Ruff whistles one in for a strike. And coming into this game, Katie had 35 strikeouts in the first 72 batters she faced. Swing and a miss for Henriksen. Now five batters faced and three strikeouts in this game for Katie.
Her concentration just is so good and solid. Right there's another K.
Strike three called, swinging strike three for Emily Henriksen. And Maddie Payne, the freshman right fielder, comes up. She will bat from the left. So four strikeouts for Katie Ruff, one away in the inning. Ruff whirls and deals,
nice,
and she'll
Katie.
Drive it in for a strike. The pop of that pitch,
yeah,
for Katie Ruff. When
it hits the Morgan's glove, it's just a pop there.
One away, none on.
Nice.
Swinging strike two. And Ruff quickly ahead of Maddie Payne here. 0-2 the count. And Katie, when she gets in this zone, she works pretty quickly. The 0-2 pitch.
Yep.
It's dribbled foul. Gloved by Keegan Winger. Throw to first in time.
That's
5-3 on the putout.
Solid fielding by Keegan Winger. Aubrey didn't have to stretch out too much.
Not much. Keegan Winger, the sophomore, and I remember we were calling that game last year where Keegan made just amazing play, a diving grab on a bunt.
Yeah, Keegan's a real strong player out there at third, and that's why.
Strike one.
You know, coach had her out there right away last year coming in. She's just a solid player.
Izzy Rickert, the sophomore third baseman. Number four bats from the right. Her first time facing Katie Ruff with two outs. Ruff delivers.
Strike two.
Strike two. That one just at knee height for Rickert. 0-2 the count. Two outs, none on. Ruff whirls and deals. Swinging strike three. And that'll end the inning for McDonald, the fifth strikeout of the game for Katie Ruff. And after two complete, your score, the McDonald Lady Macs 17, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers nothing. We are back in 60 seconds, Lady Mac softball on WOGO.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and Wogo.com.
Yeah, we've got some other batters coming in. Aubrey Beyer, number one's coming in.
So Aubrey will step to the plate for the first time this afternoon and evening.
Chloe Flanagan is in the box, warming up for after Aubrey. So Coach Byers trying to get some of the players who don't necessarily get batting time in.
And so I believe Aubrey would have subbed in for Kendall Heffler there at the top of the lineup.
Yep.
That's correct?
Yep.
So Aubrey will step in shortly. I think we have a pitching change here for Eau Claire Regis as well.
Yep.
And
number 13.
Check our lineups here.
That's the one thing with not being able to be out here this season yet. We don't know the lineups.
And again, shout out to the Game Changer app. Very useful.
Honestly, I think number 13 was the catcher.
We'll verify that shortly here.
Yeah, I think it's Bella.
Bella Borton.
Yeah.
If my fingers were not so cold, I would be able to check this out. Yeah, you're correct.
I know my fingers are a little cold.
So Bella Borton, the sophomore catcher. And a foul just past the third baseline for Beyer.
Hang in there, Aubrey. There you go, Aubrey.
Again, Ava Skorzynski battled as much as she could through those first two innings, the junior. Just a tough lineup to face.
Nice job on the pitch.
Borton finds the corner for a strike against Aubrey Beyer. Low and outside. 1-2 the count now. Beyer batting leadoff.
Kendall Heffler.
Which one's in high?
Yep. Kendall Heffler. Chloe Flanagan is up second.
In place of Riley Christensen Richardson. So Beyer stands back in there. Beyer swing and a miss. So Borton, an opening strikeout. And that'll bring in the left-handed batting Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan wears number 8, takes the first pitch strike.
Yep, and she's one of our left-handed batters.
Borton looking pretty strong here. And speaking of lefty, Borton, swing and a miss for Chloe Flanagan. Should note that Borton is a left-handed pitcher.
Correct.
Borton whirls and deals.
Nice.
And foul right in front of the plates.
I think that one bounced back and hit her.
Let's try and shake that off. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Bouncing one to the backstop is Borton. That one actually, I think, went a little behind Chloe Flanagan.
I think it did.
And that's a little disconcerting when the ball is coming behind your cleats. But she just stood right
in
there.
I think what ended up happening is she hit her leg on that coming through, and so therefore then she lost the ball coming on her rotation there.
Another one hopper.
2-2 for Chloe.
Flanagan working this count. Two balls, two strikes, one out, none on for McDonald. Borton comes home. That's a little bit high. And Chloe's worked this to a full count.
You got Lizzie Liebrandt warming up in the batter's box here.
In for Morgan Wirtz.
Nice.
Flanagan
Chloe.
Right
I'm
back
on.
To Borton.
Keep
goes
running.
Past her to second. Can she beat it out? Not quite. 4-3 on the put out. Good speed there by Chloe Flanagan, but just couldn't quite beat out the throw from Abby Hawker to Malia Cassie.
You got Regis Lizzie Liebrandt coming in, number 9.
1-2-3 inning, and Liebrandt, as you mentioned, coming in.
Another freshman come.
Liebrandt bats from the right. Borton working pretty quickly here. 17-0 McDonald. We are in the top of the third.
Nice,
and a
Lizzie.
Line drive
nice
shot
drive.
Right to third for Lizzie Liebrandt.
Nice job. And Avery Bovee Number four is coming in.
For Aubrey Dorn. So Lee Brandt aboard. And McDonald leads 17-0, so this very possibly could be the last inning. Morton finds the edge for a first pitch strike.
Lizzie got a real good jump there at first base, and catcher pushed her back.
And Lee Brandt at first, two out. Here in the top of the third, fouled straight back. 0-2 the count on Avery Bovee. And Aubrey Beyer, Chloe Flanagan, Lizzie Lee Brandt, and Avery Bovee.
Oh.
Strike three called.
Yep, so.
And dropped by the catcher, but she will tag out Avery Bovee, and that'll end the inning. So we head to the bottom of the third with your score, McDonald 17, Regis 0. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Some changes in the field and in the circle for McDonald as Kelsey Bremnes, the freshman, will step into pitch in this bottom of the third inning. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika with you on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. McDonald.
Change up all the way around.
17-0. Yeah, I believe Lizzie Lee Brandt behind the dish now.
Yep, Avery Bovee's at first. Kiara Leinenkogel's going to second. Aubrey Byers at short. And the only one that's back out there is Keegan Winger.
So Kelsey Bremnes, we'll see what she has as Katie Ruff strikes out five after facing eight batters.
Even in our outfield,
the first two innings.
Our outfield, we have Chloe at center, Olivia's at right.
First pitch strike.
And I think I need glasses because I can't see.
I'm trying to see. Kelsey Bremnes whirls and deals. It's dribbled foul right in front of the plates. So Lizzie Lee Brandt quickly out of her stance to grab that one. At the plate for Eau Claire Regis, Ashley Dykes. She's batting for the first time.
Kelsey with the change up there.
Bremnes working quickly here.
Nice pitch.
Dribbled right back over her head. Bobbled a bit at short, and that's going to allow Ashley Dykes to reach. So the first base runner of this third inning.
Okay, so I was wrong. Aubrey Byers out and left, and Claire is playing shortstop.
All right, there we go. Fouled off on the first pitch.
I'll get it figured out, yeah.
All right. We'll Again, usually you don't have that many changes.
Yeah, but that's good. That shows the depth of your lineup.
Yeah.
And that shows the depth of your team.
And the margin you're ahead by here in a 17-0
yeah, exactly.
game. So Kelsey Bremnes, again, the freshman who started at short, is pitching here. She has a runner aboard, no one out.
Has a runner at first.
Abby Hawker.
Nice.
Watches a strike go by. Hawker was the first strikeout victim of the game for Katie Ruff up here in the bottom of the third. With a runner at first. Fouled straight back, and that one lands right in front of us. Lizzie Lee Brandt picks it up. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. That's Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. Kelsey Bremnes with a punch out. And Abby Hawker goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. 17-0 McDonald. 5 in the first, 12 in the second. Bella Borton, the sophomore catcher,
nice.
Now the pitcher, some nice contact that's going to float out to right, and making the squeeze there is Olivia Wolf. Well, that's the second out of the inning, as Bremnes working pretty quickly here. Ava, well, was originally Ava Skrzynski, and she is out there to bat for the second time. Has an open stance there.
Ooh,
she'll
nice
drive one right past Claire Ruff at second. A two-for-two day from Ava Skrzynski, the junior.
Chloe gets that in right away.
So now runners at first and second for Eau Claire Regis, trailing 17-0. And Malia Cassing, who reached on a walk in the first inning, back up to bat for the second time. Kelsey Bremnes whirls and deals.
Nice.
Got a strike. Again,
Malia, with being taller, you have to adjust your strike zone, and Kelsey's doing a really good job with that.
Working quickly, Kelsey Bremnes, the 0-1 Ooh. Pitch, and that one they'll say missed. 1-1 the count with two outs. Again, Eau Claire Regis, we need three runs to extend this game. Foul tip right in front of first, right in front of home plate, rather, as Lizzie Liebrandt pops up quickly to fire that one to Avery Bovee at first, just in case. 1-2 the count. McDonald, a strike away from ending this game. And Kelsey Bremnes, confident freshman there in the circle for Coach Rick Beyer. Bremnes, deal, swing and a miss, punch her out,
yes.
And that's the game. McDonald. We'll end this one after three. Your final score from Geline Field in Eau Claire at Carson Park, your McDonald Lady Max, 17. The Eau Claire Regis Ramblers, 0. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer. We'll get you some of the stats and highlights as well. McDonald wins their fifth game of the season in convincing fashion. Regis moves to 1-4 on the season. McDonald 5-0. We're back in three here on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Lady Mac Softball.